Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
I'm broadcasting live.
MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know. MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know.
To the Let Them Know MMEO show. I'm here with my boy Sugar Shay.
What it do? What it do?
How's it going? How's it going, man?
All right, man. Glad you are here. You know, with me.
You too, most definitely.
Doing this podcast with me. You know, new year, new you, new all of us. You know what I'm saying? Blessed to be here another year, right?
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's one of them times where you can just get wrapped up to, you feel me, just continue to look for things to be great at, man. Or look for things to do better. Prove yourself.
Yeah. So today we got a special guest. We got Sis. My sis.
Yes.
She'll be here. Shay's wifey.
Yes, sir.
You know, this episode we're talking about.
My queen, my Nefertiti, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to be talking about a little about the holidays, how a little brief little thing about what we did and all that, how it was for Christmas and New Year. Mm-hmm. And after that, we're going to have a special guest there.
She has a tax business, a credit repairing business, you feel me? And also, you know what I'm saying, she also does sales as far as retail, you feel me? She sells hair products, clothes, different things like that. But right now, the main thing is credit repair and taxes.
Man, that's good, that's good. So we're going to bring her in a minute. So how was your holiday, Sugar Shay, with Christmas? Let's start off with Christmas. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was freaking amazing. I'm going to keep it 100. And normally that's not a, because you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to my grandma, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it's not always the, you know what I'm saying, one of the easiest holidays. But over the years, you know what I'm saying, and with different people and different loved ones like that, it's just, you know, it's brought new experiences and whatnot. So this was like the first time, my first Christmas is like a dad and being able to provide everything and like, not like worry or stress out or like, you know, like, so I provide a good Christmas for my kids, my loved ones. It was great, man. How was yours, man?
Oh, it was great, man. You know, kids loved it. You know, they got everything what they wanted and everything. I'm blessed. I got everything I wanted, you know, especially losing my stepfather last year, Christmas Eve, so that was kind of hard for moms and the family and everything, but everything was good, man. I know I went to your place, and man, you guys had your big families up over there, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so much smiles on their faces, opening up gifts. That's a beautiful thing right there.
It was, man. It was definitely for me, like, it was uplifting, motivational. It was good to see. It was good to be the hub, you know what I'm saying, where, you know what I'm saying, family came and had a good time at. We didn't have no type of drama. We have no issues, you know what I'm saying. Just, like you said, too, man, shout out to me, to Step Pops, you feel me, and also shout out to my Uncle Ken, you feel me, lost last year to COVID also. You know, that was hard for my family out there, and I believe they had it in Vallejo this time where my auntie stayed out there.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, they're missing us. They're missing him for sure, you feel me? You know what I mean? But we did get the video chat with them, you know what I'm saying? So they got to see the kids and whatever like that. And you know what I'm saying? It was good to see that family also, you feel me, having a good time and with
That's
smiles
good.
In their faces, you know what I mean?
That's good. So how about New Year's? How was your New Year's? What did you do on New Year's?
Woo!
New Year.
Woo!
New Year's was one of them days.
That woo sounded like, you was out there doing it big.
I stayed doing it lightweight big. I wouldn't say out there, but because I stayed home. But I end up messing with my neighbors in my apartment complex. I'm in the hang with my neighbors from upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just went outside for a hot second. Next thing you know what I'm saying? One person
started
the music.
Checking out the fireworks.
We did not actually see the fireworks. Because, we weren't at our apartment complex. We didn't have a good angle.
Man.
Next thing you know.
Well, how about your rooftop? I would have stood up there and they saw all the fireworks from the rooftop, you know, with all that.
We ended up playing dominoes and stuff. We ended up going to my boy's house though because it was freezing outside. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm over here cussing. Sorry, we'll have to clip that out. But, yeah, man, I ended up at my neighbor's house, man, playing dominoes and whatnot. You can meet there, you know, right before 12, came back up with the fam, man. And spent the rest of the night eating with the familiar.
Yeah.
How about yourself, man? What'd you end up doing, man?
Just chill with the fam. You know, a lot of people wanted me to go out. Oh, yeah, let's go to the strip. But I was like, too many people, you know.
Yeah.
Las Vegas was expecting over 300,000 people on the strip. And then, that's not including downtown areas. Then my nephew... he was like, oh, yeah, let's go downtown. No, I'm good. So, Kelly just ended up making some ribs. So we have pork ribs, we have beef ribs, and some black eyed peas. Just chilled. Went up to Santa Fe and then watched the countdown at Santa Fe.
Hey, man, I like to say 2-1. I also enjoy it after, the weekend itself of New Year's because, you know what I'm saying? So, certain other family came out, what I'm saying, that we don't see too often necessarily, you know what I'm saying? It was a real treat, a real blessing, you know what I'm saying? We ended up eating, you know what I'm saying, Wagyu burgers, you feel me?
Wagyu?
Some nice, delicious, juicy steaks. Hey, if y'all didn't know, the boy Ron Stone, man, that man could get down on some steaks. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't normally give people big ups, but I can't lie, man. That was probably the best steak I've ever had.
Well, thanks, Shitty Shane.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you.
No worries. So, okay, we're talking about New Year's and everything. New Year's, new you. That's what everybody always focuses on, you know?
Yeah.
So, what you got going for the New Year's?
Well,
what you have planned? What's your goal?
I don't, I think that everybody should look at it however it is most helpful toward them. But I don't really like to look at it as like new year, new you. I just look at it as like, it's a recognition time of like, hey, what you didn't get accomplished this year, what you knew you had to do, or you knew what you wanted to do and maybe couldn't do at a certain time. It's time to put certain stuff into effect. You know what I mean? It's time to go ahead and kick the dust off the engine, start that engine up to, you know what I'm saying, wherever that car is going in. So basically, man, myself, you feel me, like there's things that, like I basically, you know, adjusted with working my first full year at the job I'm at. So adjusting with the time with that, a time with being with dad and stuff like that, being a father, and then, you know what I'm saying, everything else. My goals are to become a lot more organized and become more productive daily with my time and with my objectives and goals and actually set myself deadlines, you know what I'm saying, so I can stay on top of myself and not give any excuses of being tired or things weighing on me and just look at it like that's just something I need to accomplish today. You know what I'm saying? Not like, oh, I'm going to get to it tomorrow because I've had too many of those days this past year, even though I've been on the right path a lot, you know what I'm saying, but I still have a lot of work to do, you know what I'm saying, so I'm just going to continue to put in that work, continue to get better.
Damn,
you
had a little bit of procrastination.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of new adjustments in life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, being a multiple kid father and whatever like that. You know, I got a 9-year-old, a 2-year-old that's about to be 3 in a week and a half, and a 1-year-old who is about the size of a 6-month-year-old. But I mean, 6-month-old, but she can reach and climb on the damn near everything. You know what I'm saying? She thinks she's baby Tarzan and stuff.
Man.
And then my wife is also pregnant.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Man.
trying to juggle, man, but yeah, at the same time too, man, you know what I mean? You gotta be able to do it.
Man, don't you got a little planner board up at the house? I seen that. What's going up over there?
Actually, mine's still on the works.
Okay.
They're still under production.
Okay.
But my wife and my 9-year-old, they already have two dream boards that, like, we each have dream boards set up. You know what I'm saying? So it's things that we want to accomplish this year, or goals we want to reach, or things we just want to continue to put in the work and to strive for, even if we're not necessarily going to get it anytime soon.
Yeah.
But just put in that footwork to where we're going to get it, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? We want a big house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We want a nice 5-bedroom house like that.
Mm-hmm.
We might not get the big house yet.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, we'll definitely be taking the steps into getting there, yes.
Yeah, that's good that you guys have that. Yeah, definitely put that in place, you know.
And then you were also telling me something, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. Because just to add on the dream board thing, you were telling me something earlier about a planner book.
Yeah, definitely. That's why, you know, that's good that you got that stuff started, and I really highly recommend that you do that, because they say a lot of successful people say that if you actually physically see your plan and look at it every day and, you know, speak on it every day, then, you know, you'll discipline yourself. Like, I got RJ, my son, a planner book. Him and I have this planner book, and it shows every day. It shows a calendar, and it shows every day, and then we write down all our daily goals, what we need to do, and then we have our monthly goals. We have our daily goals. We have our weekly goals, our monthly goals, quarterly goals, and yearly goals.
Right.
To at least hold yourself accountable with obtainable goals, because you don't want goals that is not really realistically could happen, but it will happen, but it'll take time.
Right, right.
You got to achieve goals that's, like, easy for you to do first, and after that, you'll start.
You're going to build your confidence, build your momentum.
Yeah, momentum, snowball effect.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that, too, because I remember, as far as I didn't understand, like, when I was a kid, my uncle's from Nigeria, like, he used to be into a lot of positive thinking, like, listening to positive tapes.
Oh, yeah, I do that every morning when I wake up and do my push-ups and sit-ups.
Yeah, as a kid, we used to laugh at that stuff when we go in his bathroom and then she, like, notes and said, like, you are great, you are somebody, and stuff like that. We used to be like, you know, like, weird. And then later in life, you know what I'm saying, dealing with real things and, like, really growing up, maturing. And like you said, trying to build, like, millionaire habits. You know what I'm saying? Trying to build successful habits.
Like millionaire mind frame.
Yeah, like now it's like, oh my, like, now I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I understand, you know what I'm saying? And I'm also trying to, you can be doing the same thing and applying that.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we got to do, man. We got to have goals and everything like that.
So. Definitely.
Yep, that's why we're bringing Sis on. You know, she's going to explain what she's doing, her business, and her goals and everything. So check it out, and check her out, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff. Sugar Shane.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be back after a slight commercial break with the interview with my lovely and beautiful wife, you feel me, a very, very hardworking and very great mother, very great wife, you feel me, very great sister, great family member to all the people. But, yes, we'll be back shortly. And, yeah, we'll get some words for her, some inspiration on what's going on over there. All right, so we are back in the building, you know what I'm saying, boy Sugar Shane, Rhinestone, and my lovely wife, you feel me, Chantel Michelle Johnson, here to talk about, you feel me, her business ventures, you know what I'm saying, what she got going on, inspirational talk that she got for some other people, whatnot, and you feel me, and just, you know what I'm saying, ways to get your money up. So, hey, Michelle, would you like to introduce yourself to the people?
Welcome to Let Them Know MMEO Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Like they said, my name is Chantel Michelle Johnson, and I'm here to talk to you guys about my business ventures. I'm just so excited right now, and I want you guys to be excited too. You know, high energy makes high income. So keep the high energy going. We want to stay positive and stay motivated. I got into my business because I like to help people, and I'm big on being financially healthy. You know, we all have our struggles, and we all have things that we were never taught. And I noticed that when I was in, you know, college, they would have things like, excuse me, the phone is going off. Give me 1 second. I noticed when I was in college, they taught us about financial health. And all these things that I was learning, I was thinking in my head, why didn't they teach us these things in elementary? We need to know how to handle our financial obligations before we turn 18, right?
Yep, yep.
So a lot of times I just felt like we needed to have this awareness. And so I'm all about breaking generational curses and, you know, learning about financial literacy so that we can, you know, overcome these things. So I got into, first I started with One Stop Taxes, and I just really love the camaraderie of the franchise that it brought, and I have a virtual store with them. So I'm a virtual store owner of One Stop Taxes, Chantel Michelle Johnson, of course, and I just definitely want to help out the people. I really want to recommend the people, I don't care who you go to for your taxes this year, definitely go to a professional. There's so many credits that are available this year that just aren't going to be available next year and haven't been available in the past. So I just want to make sure you guys go to a credible, honest preparer that's going to take care of you guys, even if it's not me. Because as you, I don't know if you guys are aware, they have all kind of credits that are available that just weren't available before, like the EIC credit. Last year, you don't have any dependents. You had to make a very low income to get $500 extra.
So what's the EIC for the people that don't?
The Earned Income Credit.
There we go.
So the Earned Income Credit, usually, if you don't have any dependents, you don't qualify.
Okay.
Right now, it's up to $1,502, you guys. If you're a tax professional, aren't aware of what's going on, and you're trying to do it yourself, I mean, because I was big on TurboTax. But TurboTax has verbiage that if you're not paying attention or if their software is not updated, you will not get these credits.
You miss a few dollars money.
Right.
That's how you can miss a few dollars.
Right. So if you guys do know no qualifying children right now, you still have the Earned Income Credit or the EIC. It's $1,502.
Okay. So basically people that don't have kids, you know what I'm saying, actually have something to look up.
There's a couple drawbacks. You do have to qualify.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And most of the qualifications, most people just don't qualify if they're under 24. You have to be over 24, that's one.
Okay.
The second thing is you have to be self-sufficient. And the third thing is you have to still make a low income. Like if you made over $21,000, you won't be eligible. But if you made under $21,000, you're definitely eligible.
Like you said, you have to live on your own. Like you can't, like, okay, you can't be 24 and your parents...
Exactly. But if you're a 30-year-old woman who made under $21,000 this year and you paid like $700 into taxes, you're going to get those $700 back plus your $1,502.
Okay. You see the benefits of working with a professional.
Yes. So also it's up for, you know, the qualifying children as well. So one child's going to be $3,618. Two. $5,980, and these numbers are up, you guys. This is not like this last year. With three or more kids, you're going to get $6,700, you guys. This is just like crazy ridiculous. So you've seen these numbers, people posting all over Facebook. It's not fake. Depending on your tax situation, I've seen numbers as high as $16,000 in returns, guys. This is real this year. And that's just because if they're giving $3,000 for the child tax credit, $3,600 if you're under five for the child tax credit. That's just one credit. The second thing's going to be your EIC or your earned income credit. That's where you're going to get, depending on your situation, $1,500 to $6,700, guys, extra on top of the CTC credit.
Yeah.
So people that's got those advances, you take away that, you're still going to get all that money plus what you paid into it. So I just want to make sure you guys are aware of some of the taxes, some of the tax credits that are available to you. Some people don't even know that. If you're self-employed, you're still entitled to those credits that you would get if you had a sick leave. You know, employers usually offer sick leave, but if you were, you know, self-employed and you had to be off work for, you know, up to so many days, you can actually get, you know, a credit for that. So it's just so many credits are available this year. And that's the beautiful thing about taxes. I just wanted to help people out as much as you can. And with the credit business, it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to be financially stable and be able to buy a home, a car, get their credit score raised? All this
that's,
is available.
That's really a rhetorical question. But at the same time, too, everybody wants that, but a lot of people aren't going to put in that work.
You know what they say? This is my main thing is, I can't afford it right now. Or, I want to do it maybe next month. Or maybe in a couple months. And I'm thinking, in a couple of months, you can already have some of your things that are on your credit disputed off. It
right,
can be
right.
removed completely.
Right.
I'm saying my mentor, she had $74,000 worth of student loans removed from her credit, guys. $74,000. She has two bachelor's degrees, too.
Because
yes.
I say that's the last, that's the only thing that you can't get off your credit.
And you can.
Yeah.
And you can. And you just have to be diligent, and that's what I love about the company that I work with, because not only will you get your credit repaired and get these numbers up, but you're going to learn how to. You're going to be able to express this to your family members, your children. You're going to be able to be financially free.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to throw in there, too, like, just off of what you're saying, because it's really, it's like, I'm not gonna lie, if it doesn't make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up when she just said what she just said, like, this is the difference between, this is why you can't replace people with computers.
No.
You can, I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? You can go on TurboTax, but you can be, you're not gonna get that type of motivation, you're not gonna get that type of care in your case. You know what I'm saying? If somebody really trying to get you personally the best thing that you can get off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's big. And then, so, Ms. Chantel, can I ask, you know what I'm saying, what drove your passion into this interest?
Yeah.
Like, what motivated you to get into this? What jump-started this?
Like I was saying before, like, I was really interested in helping people, and I really want to achieve financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor actually reached out to me. You know, I had been watching her page and seeing all the power moves that she was making, and I was just so proud of her.
You want to be a mentor real quick?
Yes, Ms. Sharonda Bailey, if you guys see her on my Facebook. You guys go ahead and shout her out. She has been dynamic.
Big shout out, Sharonda Bailey.
What's up, Sharonda? Thank you.
Yes.
The education.
She has been a dynamic mentor and sponsor. Just showing me the ropes. And, you know, like my husband will tell you, I'm up 5 o'clock in the morning on meeting with people that are on the East Coast. You know, just trying to make sure I have the most information and be able to help you guys out.
That's that determination.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the sacrifice. The type of, you know, the sacrifice. It takes sacrifice to accomplish great things, or to accomplish big things in life, to accomplish more, to get somewhere farther than just surviving. Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah. And that's like what Sharonda, like, I was watching, you know, and I was just like paying attention to little stuff, and you know her story, and I just was so inspired, and that's what made me really want to go into the business. And then I just at first noticed her; she was doing taxes. So when I see her page and she's actually, you know, involved with financial literacy and, you know, breaking these generational curses, I was just so excited. And to know that there was actually 12 programs that go with the credit repair.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, I bought my house. My score is 800. You know, I build it up to what I need to be. But guess what? We have more things to offer you, like credit monitoring. Hey, who wants to build up their credit just for someone to come and tear it down? Or go and use your name, and you know. And what I love, my favorite feature is the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
They have a credit attorney that kicks in on your fourth month of enrollment, where they will go to bat for you if you need that, you know. And that's what I thought was very important for me. That was like my biggest thing. And we never stop disputing what's on your credit. I love that too. We have scholarship programs where we're able to help as well.
And real quick too, not to interrupt you, but also because I have, you know, as your husband, you know what I'm saying, as a person that's there. So I wanted to ask you specifically, like, as far as, I remember there was a point of motivation from your mentor, Sharonda, when she gave you a speech or, like, you know what I'm saying, like a, I want to say even like a halftime speech.
Oh, you're going to bring that up?
Or being pregnant and whatnot like that and making those excuses.
Yes.
I just want to, I think that's a very important take. I think that's a very important.
She lit a fire. She lit a fire under my feet.
I want you to touch on that. I want you to touch on that.
Okay, so.
Hold you accountable.
Oh, she held,
yeah,
she held me accountable, and that's very much needed, you know. So in the beginning, I think I signed up to do the tax program. I was really excited, like in September. And I ended up finding out that I was pregnant, and I kind of just got really sick, and I just kind of like, you know, just like lounging around, not really like taking it serious anymore. I wasn't posting like I should.
Mm-hmm.
And
when I
got back, like, okay, I need to get back on this, you know, I start posting, I start reaching out, and I made an excuse to her. I told her, I said, Cole, you know, sorry about, you know, having been as busy as I should, you know. I said, you know, I'm pregnant and I've been sick for 2 months. I said, but I'm up now and I'm ready. And she just like, she just really went in on me and held me accountable. She's just like, she didn't do it in a mean way.
It wasn't disrespectful.
No, it was honest. I really appreciated it. Oh, matter of fact, I found it right here. When I told her, you know, I'm back on it or whatever, she sent me this message. She said, I need clients and consistency. Like, you can't post one day and not post the next. You have to attend all training, send out your flyers, make a goal and focus on it. She said, 2 returns a day for 90 days is $50,000 if you charge no less than $500. She said, I'm 6 months pregnant. I have 3 businesses. I have 3 children, the single mother, and I'm not making no excuse for not accomplishing my goal in the next 90 days. She says, get in the game, sis. Don't get behind. Participating in the group. Our leader is the top leader in the business. Stay close to the fire. She said, you should have been in Atlanta this weekend right beside me. She said, eliminate the word trying out of your vocabulary and leave room for failure. Let's go. Let's grow. All to say at that point.
Man, let's go. Let's grow.
You guys, tears rolled down my eyes when she said this because she didn't know how much that meant to me, that extra fire. She lit a fire under my belt, and I'm so grateful for her.
What you needed to hear, and that's what's important.
Exactly.
Here.
And, you know, she just like,
by you, she's like, hey, I understand. She's like, no, get it together.
Like, and so now it's like I've already had the accountability speech with you, and I understand the respect level, and I do. I participate. I'm showing up at the meeting. I'm on the 5 o'clock call. Although it's still probably 7 and 8 in the morning for those people I notice in the background. I see daylight in the background for them, but for me it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, but I'm dedicated because I want to not only be able to help myself and my family, but I want to build other families up as well.
Okay, cool, man. That's beautiful. That's good to hear. I'm proud of you, sis.
Definitely.
I'm glad that you got your business going. You know, I hope, and I know you will be successful with this.
Right, definitely.
So, yeah,
definitely.
For our closing, what you want to say, bro?
Oh, no, I just want to say, you know, I fully support you. You know what I'm saying? You already know, and you also help motivate and inspire me. You feel me? So, I personally like to thank Sharonda myself. You know what I'm saying? Because your fire lit a fire under myself, too. And there's things I've been working on, but, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to lie, like, Bailey, especially with you being pregnant, getting up at 5 o'clock every morning, whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, no excuses. And, you know, Ron, we appreciate you for a long time. You feel me? It's 24 hours in a day, man. Use it or lose it. You know what I'm saying? You got to find a time at the time of the day, not just the days or weeks or months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to accomplish something today.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, sis.
Thanks.
So, closing it up, what would you want to let the community know?
How do they reach you?
How do they reach you?
You can contact me via my business email at chantel.johnson@myonestoptaxes.com, or you can also text me or call me at 702-559-7912. That's 702-559-7912. You guys remember?
Business only.
Business only, as my husband says. I like to say on my flyers, I'll say, if you're interested in credit, just go ahead and text credit or text tax, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
And y'all can go ahead and use Shane as a referral. S-H-A-N-E. Just go ahead, Shane as a referral. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Keep it in the family.
Yeah, please go ahead and reach out to me, you guys. You can also find me on Instagram at Shell Smiling, number 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm always smiling. Like I said, you guys.
Quick, you spell that one out there.
That's S-H-E-L-L-S-M-I-L-I-N and the number 9. Shell Smiling.
There we go.
Because I'm always smiling. Yeah.
There we go.
High energy equals high income, baby. So we're going to stay positive.
Level up.
And I just want to encourage you guys to just stay close to the fire. Don't let nothing get you down. And, you know, just ask yourself every day, you know, what are you willing to do in 2022 to get your life where it needs to be? You know, and don't, let's not make no excuses. No excuses this year. Can we just all agree to that? No excuses. Thank you, Sharonda.
You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to everybody else who they grind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's out there trying to make something happen.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Busy woman. Feel me? And then, you know what I'm saying? It's, like you said, man, Rod, you know what I'm saying? New year. Y'all get your goals up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Get your dream boards up. Get your, you know what I'm saying? Get you, write you down some objectives, deadlines, and put in the footwork to meet those deadlines.
Yes. Give yourself a date.
No excuses, man.
Give yourself a date.
Much love for you, boy. Sugar Shane, man.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for coming, boo. Baby, you feel me? Michelle, Chantel, Johnson.
Chantel.
No problem. I appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Love y'all, man. MMEO, let them know.
Later.